So we are continuing our reading of 8th Canto, chapter 16, verse number 31, which doesn't have purports. Actually, several verses do not have a purport. So we'll just keep reading till we get to a really great purport, which is verse number 55, I believe, or maybe 54. So text 31, it's very important for us to chant these mantras with full attention because then it prepares us to hear the words of the scriptures with full attention and devotion. It's not just like that or to, you know, somehow fill the time. Not like that. Remember that actually the sages have given us this process. And coming together to glorify the Lord, to worship the Lord, to read about the Lord, to hear about the Lord is our process of Krishna consciousness. So everything is very important. That's why we follow this process nicely. Okay. Text number 31. Namo dvishishne tripade chatushringaya tantave saptahastaya yagnaya trai vidyatmane namaha. Translation.
Thank you.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have two heads, Prana Prayaniya and Udayaniya. Three legs, Savanatraya. Four horns, the four Vedas. And seven hands, the seven chandas, such as Gayatri. I offer my obeisances unto you, whose heart and soul are the three Vedic rituals, Karma Kanda, Jnana Kanda, and Upasana Kanda, and who expand these rituals in the form of sacrifice. No purport, text 32. Nama Shivaya Rudraya, Nama Shakti Dharaya Cha, Sarva Vidyadhi Pataye, Bhutanam Pataye Namaha. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, Lord Shiva, or Rudra, who are the reservoir of all potencies, the reservoir of all knowledge, and the master of everyone. Purport. It is the system for one to offer obeisances unto the expansion or incarnation of the Lord. Lord Shiva is the incarnation of ignorance, one of the material modes of nature. So just a one-line purport, so we'll go to the next verse. Namo Hiranya Garbhaya Pranaya Jagadatmane Yogeshwarya Shariraya Namaste Yoga Hetave. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you who are situated as Hiranya Garbha, the source of life, the super soul of every living entity. Your body is the source of the opulence of all mystic power. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. So see how Kashyap Muni is teaching how to glorify the Lord with beautiful words. Text 34. Namasta Adi Devaya Sakshi Bhutaya Te Namaha Narayanaya Rishaye Naraya Haraye Namaha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are the original personality of Godhead, the witness in everyone's heart, and the incarnation of Naranarayan Rishi in the form of a human being. O personality of Godhead, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Again, we have several verses without a purport, so I think in the interest of time, I'll just read the English translation. My Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are dressed in yellow garments, whose bodily hue resembles the Marakata gem, and who have full control over the goddess of fortune. O my Lord Keshav, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. 36. O most exalted and worshipable Lord, best of those who bestow benediction, you can fulfill the desires of everyone, and therefore those who are sober for their own welfare worship the dust of your lotus feet. 37. All the demigods as well as the goddess of fortune engage in the service of his lotus feet. Indeed, they respect the fragrance of those lotus feet. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead be pleased with me. 38. Kashyap Muni continued, by chanting all these mantras, welcoming the Supreme Personality of Godhead with faith and devotion and offering him items of worship such as Padya and Arghya, one should worship Keshava, Rishikesh, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. 39. In the beginning, the devotee should chant the Dvadashakshara mantra and offer flower garlands, incense and so on. After worshipping the Lord in this way, one should bathe the Lord with milk and dress him with proper garments, a sacred thread and ornaments. After offering water to wash the Lord's lotus feet, one should again worship the Lord with fragrant flowers, incense and other paraphernalia. Purport. The Dvadashakshar mantra is Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. While worshipping the deity, one should ring a bell with his left hand and offer Padya, Arghya, Vastra, Gandha, Mala, Abharan, Bhushan and so on. In this way, one should bathe the Lord with milk, dress him and again worship him with all paraphernalia. So this is the process of deity worship being described. We'll keep going. Text 40. If one can afford to, one should offer the deity fine rice boiled in milk with clarified butter and molasses. While chanting the same original mantra, one should offer all this to the fire. 41. One should offer all the prasad to a Vaishnav or offer him some of the prasad and then take some oneself. After this, one should offer the deity Achaman and then betel nut and then again worship the Lord. Thereafter, one should silently murmur the mantra 108 times and offer prayers to the Lord for his glorification. Then one should circumambulate the Lord and finally, with great delight and satisfaction, offer obeisances, falling straight like a rod, dandavat. After touching to one's head all the flowers and water offered to the deity, one should throw them in a sacred place. Then one should feed at least two brahmanas with sweet rice. One should perfectly honor the respectable brahmanas one has fed. And then, after taking their permission, one should take prasad with his friends and relatives. For that night, one should observe strict celibacy. And the next morning, after bathing again, with purity and attention, one should bathe the deity of Vishnu with milk and worship him according to the methods formally stated in detail. Worshipping Lord Vishnu with great faith and devotion and living only by drinking milk, one should follow this vow. One should offer also oblations to the fire and feed the brahmanas as mentioned before. In this way, until 12 days have passed, one should observe this payovrata, worshipping the Lord every day, executing the routine duties, performing sacrifices and feeding the brahmanas. From Pratipat until the 13th day of the next bright moon, Shukla Trayodashi, one should observe complete celibacy, sleep on the floor, bathe 3 times a day and thus execute this vow. During this period, one should not unnecessarily talk of material subjects or topics of sense gratification. One should be completely free from envy of all living entities and one should be a pure and simple devotee of Lord Vasudev. Thereafter, following the directions of the Shastras with help from Brahmanas who know the Shastra, on the 13th day of the moon, one should bathe Lord Vishnu with 5 substances, milk, yogurt, ghee, sugar and honey. Giving up the miserly habit of not spending money, one should arrange for the gorgeous worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu, who is situated in the heart of every living entity. With great attention, one must prepare an oblation of grains boiled in ghee and milk and must chant the Purusha Shukta mantra. The offerings of food should be of varieties of tastes. In this way, one should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should satisfy the spiritual master or acharya who is very learned in Vedic literature and should satisfy his assistant priests known as Hota, Udgata, Advaryu and Brahma. One should please them by offering them clothing, ornaments and cows. This is the ceremony called Vishnu Aradhana or worship of Lord Vishnu. O most auspicious lady, one should perform all the ceremonies under the direction of learned acharyas and should satisfy them and their priests. By distributing prasad, one should also satisfy the brahmanas and others who have assembled. Text 35, which is what we are going to do today. So, please repeat after me. Dakshinam gurave dadyad. Ritvikbhyascha yatharhataha. Annadyenashva pakamscha. Prinayet samupagatan. Translation. One should satisfy the spiritual master and assistant priests by giving them cloth, ornaments, cows, and also some monetary contribution. And by distributing prasad, one should satisfy everyone assembled, including even the lowest of men, the chandals, eaters of dog flesh. Purport, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. In the Vedic system, prasad is distributed as recommended here, without discrimination as to who may take prasad, regardless of whether one be a brahmana, shudra, vaishya, kshatriya, or even the lowest of men, a chandal. He should be welcome to accept prasad. However, when the chandals, the lower class or poorer class, are taking prasad, this does not mean that they have become Narayan or Vishnu. Narayan is situated in everyone's heart, but this does not mean Narayan is a chandal or a poor man. The Mayavad philosophy of accepting a poor man as Narayan is the most envious and atheistic movement in Vedic culture. This mentality should be completely given up. Everyone should be given the opportunity to take prasad. But this does not mean that everyone has the right to become Narayan. So, we are continuing our readings of Srimad Bhagavatam, where Kashyap Muni is giving his wife Aditi, the mother of the demigods, the process known as Payovrata ceremony. She is in great distress because her sons, the demigods, have been forced to flee because Bali Maharaj has come to conquer, and knowing that he is very powerful and they will lose their lives on the advice of their spiritual master Brihaspati, they all run away. Right? Discretion is the better part of valor, as they say. So, the demigods flee from there and are hiding incognito, invisible. So she is very distressed because she is longing to see her sons. How are they doing? What are they doing? Are they eating properly? Are they okay? You know, when mothers, when their children grow up, they have to let them fly out of the nest, right? One time, your child will go off to college or take a job somewhere, and the mother has to let go, mother and father both. And mothers feel so much, you know, oh my baby, now he has to cook for himself, he has to make his own bed, he has to do grocery shopping, he has to study, he has to do, yeah, this is motherly feelings, right? All your mothers, when you went away to college, they must have, first thing when you picked up the phone, what are you eating? Are you eating enough? Are you getting enough rest? Don't study so hard. Make sure you eat properly, right? This is very natural, very motherly feeling. So she is mother of demigods and now she cannot even see her kids. She cannot even see her children. So she is humbly requesting her husband, please give me some method by which I can please the Supreme Lord so that my children can come back to their positions of opulence, of power in the heavenly planets. So Kashyap Muni is explaining this Payavrata ceremony to please the Supreme Lord. And he's giving her all these beautiful prayers that we read just now on how to glorify the Lord. And this is being described, how to worship, what articles, what sweet words. Glorifying the Lord is not a small thing. We are glorifying the Supreme Being. So the best of the best has to be offered to the Lord. And then, after this is all offered to the Lord, it is to be distributed as prasadam. Srila Prabhupada instituted the Sunday Love Feast. Why did he call it Sunday Love Feast? Because it is to distribute Krishna's love in the form of prasadam, in the form of kirtan, in the form of loving association with Krishna's devotees. Where else will you find this treasure except in the temples of the Hare Krishna movement, where prasad is being liberally, profusely distributed to everyone, regardless of what caste, what creed, what nationality, what background, what they are criminals or they are politicians or they are this or that. We don't care. Anyone who walks into the door, we say this person has come to see Krishna, we give them the best. Isn't it? And so, the process is over here being described that even the lowest of men, the chandals, should be given prasadam liberally and profusely. And we see this many places, especially in India, if you go, the dharamshalas, feeding of the poor, large scale cooking of food and offering to the Lord and then distributing it is happening. But without pleasing the Supreme Lord, it's simply an exercise in futility, because now you're feeding the body of that person, but what are you doing for their soul? You see the difference? Because people accuse us, oh, this Hare Krishna movement, just chanting, dancing, singing and all, what are y'all doing? Well, we're giving them knowledge. We're giving people the knowledge of who they really are. You are spirit soul, eternally servant of Krishna. That is your real identity. Sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. Get free of all designations and come to who you really are. Eternally servant of Krishna. So when people begin to understand this, we are releasing them from the turmoils of trying to make it in this material world somehow or the other. I have to push this guy down, I have to beat that guy down, I have to come up in life, I have to make it big. All these are the materialistic thoughts that people are so caught up in. The snare of material existence is very real. So what is this Krishna consciousness movement? It is giving people knowledge. It is freeing them from the darkness of ignorance. But does this mean that we don't do welfare activities? Of course not. Food for life. Annadan. In Bombay alone, Radhanath Maharaj's temple, ISKCON Chapati, is distributing more than 1 million free meals to school children. In so many different places now, all over the world, not just in India, so many food for life programs are going on just to give prasadam to everyone liberally. Any natural disaster, we are there. Tsunami relief, earthquake relief, this relief, that relief. We are there ready to distribute prasadam to hundreds and thousands of people. So we are not denying that people need food, people need the basics to be met. But the main thing is not to just show compassion for the dress of the drowning man, but to save his soul by giving him real knowledge. That is the value of this Krishna consciousness movement. And that is what makes us different from so many welfare organizations. Oh, we are distributing food to the poor. Oh, we are distributing blankets to the poor. Oh, we are giving them, you know, erecting homeless shelters to, in this cold weather, people need shelter. They need to be protected from the cold. And so we have this, we have that, we have that. Very nice. But what's going to happen to that person at the time of death? Back again And again they are going to come and take advantage of all the welfare programs and so on and so forth. Right? So that is why this Krishna consciousness movement is giving the one solution that is the solution to all the problems of life. Just with this one thing, you are not this body. You are eternal spirit soul. Nam riyate nam jayate va kadachin nayam bhutva bhavita na bhuyahya ajam chashvato yam purano na hanyate hanyamane sharire. The soul is not slain when the body is slain. It is eternal, ever-existing, primeval, and is not slain when the body is slain. How liberating that is. Did you know this before coming to Krishna consciousness? No. No one ever told us this, right? So this knowledge frees us from that eternal struggle, not eternal, struggle that we have had since time immemorial of trying to lord it over material nature. This is the difference between so many welfare organizations and the Krishna consciousness movement. So here, Srila Prabhupada is saying very clearly that we are not far behind in welfare activities, but we do not call the poor Daridra Narayan. This is a term coined by Swami Vivekananda and greatly popularized by Mahatma Gandhi to say feeding the poor, that's the way to serve God. That's the way to serve God. Feed the hungry masses. Feed the millions of poor people. Yes, but with what? Just giving them food or giving them the real knowledge and giving them prasadam? That is the real welfare activity. And Srila Prabhupada vigorously protested against this term Daridra Narayan, coined by these fellows, saying this is just some fashion and trying to pretend that the poor man is Daridra Narayan or poor form of Narayan is an insult to Lord Narayan. How can he be Daridra? How can he be miserable and poor? He is the husband of the goddess of fortune, Shriji, Lakshmi Devi. So how can he be poor? So see over here what Srila Prabhupada has to say about this nonsense ideas of Daridra Narayan. Srila Prabhupada criticized the propagation of the dictum of Daridra Narayan. He called this axiom as a fashion, as he believed that Daridra cannot be Narayan, and neither Narayan can be Daridra, because Narayan is always accompanied by Shri, Lakshmiji. So how can he be Daridra? How can he be poor? Can God be poor? Impossible. God is the richest person. He is Bhagavan. Full in six opulences: strength, wealth, beauty, fame, wisdom, and renunciation. He is the richest. He is the strongest. He is the most beautiful. He is the most famous. He is the most wise. And he is the most renowned. He is most everything. So how can God be called Daridra Narayan? So Srila Prabhupada said, this Mayavad philosophy is most envious and atheistic and must be firmly given up. So Srila Prabhupada was very stern about all these so-called welfare programs where they were trying to pretend, oh, we are worshipping Narayan in the form of feeding the poor. What nonsense this is. Worship Narayan properly. Do the proper worship of Narayan and distribute his prasad to everyone. That is proper worship and that is proper service also. We don't go around offering incense to the poor, you know, and do arati to them. We offer it to the Lord, isn't it? So, this Mayavad philosophy of you will also become Narayan. You just keep practicing, you will also. We do not agree to this at all. Because the individual soul can never, ever be equal to the Supreme Soul. We are just very tiny particles of Krishna. And we can never be equal to Krishna. Krishna is supreme. And Krishna himself declares, there's no more truth superior to me. Matta parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya maidam sarvam protam sutre mani gana iva. There is no more truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. So Krishna is Supreme Lord. and he's full in six opulences. He can never be called Daridra Narayan. This is a very wrong terminology, and Srila Prabhupada was very vigorous in criticizing this and showing that Narayan is Narayan. You cannot reduce him to a poor man. Who are you to come up with this term? And who are you to say the Lord is, you know, a poor, miserable person? There's no such thing. It doesn't exist, because God is God. So, we need to understand the philosophy nicely so that we can defend what we are doing. Many people, you know, they say, oh, what this Krishna consciousness movement, you're just singing in the streets and you all just seem to be having a good time, you all don't go to work, you all don't, you know, take your duty seriously, very loose, this, that, so much criticism happens. So if people criticize us, we should be able to defend ourselves. Why we are doing what we are doing? Why are we chanting? Because Lord Chaitanya wants us to chant. He has given us this holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, as the greatest gift for saving all of humanity from the worst possible degradation of going down into the lower species of life after this life. Krishna, in his mercy, has come as Lord Chaitanya to save us, because this is such a dark age of Kali, where darkness of ignorance is profound. No one knows anything out there, honestly. No one. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking. They're just confused, miserable, unhappy, and lost. But we are so fortunate that Srila Prabhupada has come and given us the true process of worshipping Krishna in the form of chanting his holy name, taking part in the Sankirtan, giving the holy name to others, distributing the Lord's prasadam, sharing the philosophy, and helping others come out of the darkness of ignorance. And who has done this? The pure devotee of the Lord, the spiritual master. That's why we glorify the spiritual master. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. I offer my humble obeisances to my beloved spiritual master, by whose mercy my eyes that were tightly shut by the darkness of ignorance have been opened by the torchlight of knowledge. So therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large, because it's spreading the rays of the benediction moon. Sri Gauranga and Nityananda, these wonderful transcendental brothers, have come to make us very happy in Krishna consciousness. Kevala Ananda Kanda. You know this song? Paramakaruna. Topmost merciful lords, Paramakaruna. Parama karuna pahudui jana nita gora chandra sabavatara sarashiro mani kevala ananda kanda kevala ananda kanda bhaja bhaja bhai chaitanya nithai sudrida vishwasakori. Can we have the song on the board? Oh, it's difficult. Okay. No problem. No worries. So, Paramakaruna, topmost merciful lords, Gauranga, Nityananda, have come to freely give Krishna consciousness, freely give love of God to every person who is willing to take it. Can you imagine how merciful the Lord is? Lord Brahma had to meditate for 1,000 celestial years before Krishna was revealed in his heart. Tulsi Devi meditated for 10,000 years, you know, eating roots and berries, then another 50,000 years, you know, just some, I don't know, some severe austerities just to get the Lord. But here, we are getting the Lord so easily. Just chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Krishna has made it so easy. Just chant my holy name. Just chant with attention and devotion and surrender. Just take part in the simple, joyful process of Krishna consciousness. And in one lifetime, you can go back home, back to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is saying this. I'm not making up stuff. He said, you will see Krishna face to face. This is the promise of the pure devotee. So we want to become very serious in our Krishna consciousness and make our life successful and help others to make their life successful by understanding this matchless gift, this most valuable treasure of Krishna consciousness that will free us once and for all from this mad struggle for existence in this material world. We don't belong here. We are like fish out of water, struggling. But finally, when we come to Krishna consciousness, it's like, whew, relief. Finally, it's over. I don't have to bother now anymore with all this stuff. I simply engage in the joyful process of Krishna consciousness. Chant, dance, take prasadam, engage in service, and become Krishnaized. We want to become Krishnaized. Right? We want Krishna more than anything else. So when we show Krishna that we want you, Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stathaiva bhajamyaham. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So, how would you like to be rewarded by Krishna? You want to be? Dorothea? What do you think? Alright, I won't pick on you. So what is the procedure to be reciprocated by Krishna? Surrender. We say, oh, surrender. It's such a difficult thing. Surrender. Oh, I don't know what I have to surrender. I've got 2 slippers and 3 sets of clothes. You want me to surrender those? No, surrender your heart. Give your heart to Krishna and you will never be cheated. And you will get all help needed. These are Srila Prabhupada's words, okay? Not mine. Once, a person came up to Srila Prabhupada and said, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, you are a pure devotee. I can trust you. But after you are gone, what will happen? What will I do? So Prabhupada said, don't trust me also. I may also cheat you, but trust Krishna. He will never cheat you. Of course, Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee and he's so humble. He's taking the position of all of us, you know, and saying, don't trust anybody else. But we can only actually trust the pure devotee. The only person who is of real benefit to us in this material world is the spiritual master. No one can do anything for you in this material world. No one. Only one who is free. Only one who is situated in transcendence, only he can release you from the clutches of the material energy and pull you out and take you by your shikha back to Krishna. Right? And what a wonderful, wonderful benediction we have been given. The pure devotee of the Lord has come to save us. It's not such a small or easy thing. Srila Prabhupada said, it takes gallons of blood to pull one person out of Maya. Gallons of blood. So our spiritual masters are doing everything they can to save our souls. So we must reciprocate with the mercy of the spiritual master. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. So only the spiritual master can free us and take us back home, back to Krishna. So the key to pleasing Krishna is to please the spiritual master. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado yasya prasada nagati kutopi dhyayanstuvam stasya yashastri sandhyam vande guru shri charanaravindam. We offer our humble obeisances to the pure devotee of the Lord, for it is only by pleasing Him that one can please the Supreme Lord. If He is not pleased, Krishna is not pleased. So we want to please Krishna by pleasing the spiritual master. This is the process. So I hope it is very clear now that we do not pander to all the fashions of the day. You know, people come up with so many ideas. Feed the poor, you know, feed the homeless, give a shelter to the orphans. Yes, fine, we do all those things. In fact, Krishna Consciousness Movement has come out with hospitals, orphanages, shelters, free prasadam, clothing, everything. But the main thing is to give people Krishna consciousness, to give people the knowledge by which they can be forever free. Because the real problems of life are birth, disease, old age and death. These are the real problems of life. So getting out of the entanglement of repeated birth and death and helping others get out of this entanglement is the greatest welfare work that is being done by this Krishna consciousness movement. So each of us here can feel very proud of being a Hare Krishna. You are the greatest welfare workers in the whole world. Yes. Every devotee, even if neophyte, is more valuable than the greatest of materialists. If you put thousands of them together, still no use. Why? Because he has come to the point of understanding. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma su durlabha. That Krishna is the greatest and I must surrender unto him. Even the most neophyte devotee has come to this understanding. Therefore, he or she is the greatest of the greatest. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyante vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma su durlabha. Such a great soul is very rare. So all of you are great souls. Do you have any doubts? Now use your greatness to make others great. Give them Krishna consciousness. Help them come closer to Krishna. This is what Srila Prabhupada wants. I have given you mercy. Now go and make the unfortunate fortunate. Once Srila Prabhupada was approached by a man. Oh, Prabhupada, 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 please, 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 please give me your mercy. And Prabhupada turned and looked at him in his regal, royal way. And he said, I am giving everyone my mercy. Just take it. Prabhupada is giving everything. Just take it. There's a great treasure waiting for us. Where? In our heart. Here. Everything that you're looking for out there is in here. Because Krishna is here. So the spiritual master takes us back to Krishna in the heart by teaching us this process of loving Krishna perfectly. And you can gain it in this lifetime. Prema Pumartho Mahan. Pure love of God is attainable to those who want it. Do you want it? How badly you want it will determine whether you get it. Lavalyam. Greed for Krishna. So we want to become very greedy for Krishna. Yes? You want Krishna. How do we do that? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the process, dear spirit souls, by which we can become fully Krishnaized and go back home to Krishna, never to take birth again. Hare Bol! So thank you all very much for listening so patiently. Hare Krishna. We will open up for questions, comments, corrections.
Krishna, because I don't get this Mayavada, you know, if you feed the poor and say that this is worship of Narayan. So how does this relate that Narayan is poor? I mean, why is Narayan then poor?
They say that this is the form of Narayan in the form of a poor man.
Oh, okay. I didn't get this.
Yeah. The Mayavadi's philosophy is we are meditating on Narayan to become Narayan. Their philosophy is you will become God. So you see? And so, by representing this poor man as Narayan, they call him Daridra Narayan. But Srila Prabhupada refuted all this nonsense. He said, what is this Daridra Narayan? There's no such thing. We don't distinguish rich, poor. We invite everyone to come and worship the real Narayan. This is a very wrong and a very actually envious mentality of trying to reduce God to some poor man loitering in the street. Of course, Krishna can come in any way he wants, but that's out of his choice. He is not forced to become a poor man or a beggar and beg for alms, you know, to be worshipped. We worship him because we want to worship him with full paraphernalia, with full, high standards of worship. We don't just say, oh, catch hold of some poor man and give him some food and then, you know, that is worshipping Narayan. No, we don't agree to this. We say we worship Lord with all authorized paraphernalia. There's a bona fide system of worship and we follow that process. Is that okay? Thank you. Good question. Anything else? Yes, Prabhu. Can you take the microphone just so everyone can hear?
Yes. This Mark asks, is this completely clear how this term came about, how was it was coined? Because also an atheist, envious atheist, could as a metaphor say, you worship Narayan, look, here is some real problem, real people worship. You know, that also. Maybe it's not even Mayavadi, or I'm just interested.
Yeah, I will read out what Prabhupada has to say about this because I researched it a little. So Srila Prabhupada says, a devotee sees everyone and everything in relationship with Narayan. Everything is an expansion of Narayan's energy. Just as those who are greedy see everything as a source of money-making, and those who are lusty see everything as being conducive to sex, the most perfect devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, saw Narayan even within a stone column. This does not mean, however, that we must accept the words Daridra Narayan, which have been manufactured by some unscrupulous person. See how categorically Srila Prabhupada is denouncing all this. Vivekananda and Gandhiji and all. One who actually envisions Narayan everywhere makes no distinction between the poor and the rich. To single out the Daridra Narayan or poor Narayan and reject the Dhani Narayan or rich Narayan is not the vision of a devotee. Even the richest man walks into this temple, he will get the same treatment as the poor fellow who walked in with some tattered coat. Why? Because the devotee sees, here is a spirit soul hungry for Krishna's love. Needing to connect with God's love. That's the vision of devotee. External Tata or Birla or Rockefeller or Bill Gates or this one or that one, they are the same. Comes, they are all read more. It's 7:55, and also one more that verse 15. One, there's another. Wow, this is a really good one. You would like to hear this? Same thing. It is recommended that everyone distribute prasadam, considering every living being a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Even if distribute prasad. In Kali Yuga, there's a scarcity for this, they invent the term Daridra Narayan Seva. This is prohibited. One should distribute sumptuous prasad, considering everyone a part of the personality of Godhead, he has become the supreme personality of Godhead. We are trying to give people the best of the best, giving them knowledge by which they can actually become the snare of life. So rich man, poor man, middle class man, any woman, anyone is welcome to become Krishna conscious. Yes? You agree? Anything else? Oh, Dorothea? Hold on. Just get the microphone so everyone can hear, please.
I had just this thought that maybe to be God.
Oh, definitely. We all wanted to be God, right? Before we got beaten up nicely by the material energy and came to Krishna consciousness. Everyone wants to be the controller, the proprietor, the enjoyer. You know, we have this lording it over material nature into Krishna consciousness. So who doesn't want to be? Srila Prabhupada said, even the pauper is proud of his penny. Even the beggar is proud of having 1 cent in his palm. He has only 1 cent, but he's very proud of it. So whether it's Bill Gates or the pauper, material nature, reality which has got into trouble and brought us into this material world. So I'm just a servant. You can be Bill Gates, you can be Albert Ford, you can be anyone, but use that wealth to serve Krishna, not to serve your own greedy, you know, agenda. Because what is the fate of all these people? Just think. What is their karma at the time of death? Just think. You know, what is their end? What they have done to people will come back to them, right? There's no escaping karma. Srila Prabhupada said, one big prime minister, he has become a dog in Sweden. A dog. So the laws of material nature are very stringent, and you will get what you put out. If we are engaging in meat eating and killing animals and cheating people and doing all kinds of things to amass wealth, maybe in this lifetime I can get away, but what is going to be my future? They are making their future very dark. These people who are flouting God's laws. We are not saying, we are not against people making money or having position or name or fame or anything. Yeah, very good. Go ahead. Excel in something. But then use your talents and skills to glorify Krishna. Use your wealth to glorify Krishna. Use your knowledge to glorify Krishna. Use your position to glorify Krishna. We can do so many things with what we have. Everyone has some talent, so we are meant to use it in Krishna's service. Then our lives will become more and more successful and more blessed because we have an example of our Ambarish Prabhu. He is great-grandson of Henry Ford. Fabulously wealthy. But you look at Ambarish Ford, he's such a simple, humble devotee. So humble and so sweet. And so is his wife, Swaha Mataji. Very, very unassuming, extremely humble, very friendly, very kind, very nice people. How? Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada has saved them. And so, they're using their wealth to serve Krishna. Temple of Vedic Planetarium is coming up because Ambarish Ford's fabulous wealth has gone big time into making the TOVP happen. Millions of dollars. How did that happen? Krishna's arrangement that this soul takes birth in this family to help my movement. You see? So there is, we don't say that you shouldn't make money, or you shouldn't, you know, use your position or your intelligence, or if you have fame, if you have skills, if you have talents, if you have connections, if you are very good. We need people in every sphere of life. But use it to further the mission of Krishna consciousness. This is the mission of the Lord, to save the conditioned souls and take them back. So anyone who aligns with this mission will be more and more empowered to carry out the mission of the Lord. If you have a beautiful voice, which you do, you're a singer, use it to glorify Krishna, to sing about Krishna. If you dance very nicely, well, glorify the pastimes of the Lord by dancing nicely. Bharatanatyam, a form of dance, is all glorifying Krishna's pastimes in the form of dance. You can play the flute, you play the piano, you play the mridanga, whatever talent you have, use it in Krishna's service. Because when we do a little something for Krishna, Krishna expands it, makes it bigger and better. And the best part is, you become happy. Nobody's complaining about that, right? You want to become happy, right? So engage all your talents and skills in Krishna's service. Make your life successful. The real success of life is to remember Krishna every moment. Ante Narayana Smriti. So that at the end, we remember Krishna, go back to Krishna. So we are practicing. We are practicing for that moment when we will be leaving the body. What you are thinking your entire life will be tested at the time of death. And then Krishna will say, oh, okay, you want me also, but you want something also? All right, you can take birth again and get that something, but not me. So we want to convince Krishna, no Krishna, I want only you. Please purify me. I know I have all these monkey-like aspirations for this and that, but please purify all that. Take it all away. You see? Is that all right? Anything else? Okay, so let me take this opportunity to thank you all very much. This is my last week over here. I cannot tell you how grateful I am that Krishna arranged for me to come and be here with all of you. I am absolutely blessed. And I thank you all from the bottom of my heart for all the love and affection and care and concern and the sweetness that each and everyone has just showered me with. My soul is dancing. I don't know why people say, oh, we Slovenians, we are so reserved, we are so cold, we are this, we are that, we are that. I've yet to meet a Slovenian like that. Yet. Everyone has been just wonderful. I don't know what people complain about. So thank you all so very much. I'm very blessed to be with you and meet such wonderful people. Each of you is such a special devotee. And I'm going to make a t-shirt now. I lost my heart in Ljubljana. Thank you all so very much. Hare Krishna.